Let's talk and learn. Let's talk and grow with Quran's wisdom. Let it flow. Let's talk and learn. Let's talk and grow with Quran's wisdom. Let it flow.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our transmission of Let's Talk. Alhamdulillah, this is our weekly program mainly targeted for the youth and is designed by the youth and is run by the youth. Alhamdulillah, we have some youngsters here in the program as well. And this time we have some brothers from, we have four brothers in the team, in the panel. They're from four different cities. So mashallah, will be, you can see them mashallah on your screen as well. Inshallah, we're gonna talk to them very soon. We have a very important topic today and we have got very good, very nice panel lined up here mashallah, and we'll get their experience, their expert advice on this topic as well inshallah. So please make sure you stay tuned, watch the program, also tell your friends, let them know as well. Let's talk again mashallah. And just before we discuss our topic, let's go and meet and greet our guest today. MashaAllah, on this side, we have our Hassan Madani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alhamdulillah wa barakatuh. How are you?
Okay? Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you, Hassan bhai?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. How's things? How's family? MashaAllah. Nice to have you back here again.
Exactly.
MashaAllah. May Allah bless you. Thank you for joining us.
Exactly.
MashaAllah. Next to you, we have someone who's coming here first time in Let's Talk program. And he's come all the way from Manchester. It's Shanzar Attari from Manchester. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. How are you, Tawfiq?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, thank you for asking me. How's your health? How's family?
Look too well.
You look too well. Yeah. Ooh, MashaAllah. Thank you very much. What do you do in college?
College, yeah.
First year, second year?
Second year.
Second year college. Yeah. Ooh. If we call you a wrong time, we need the exam
bit,
period.
It's getting a bit tough, yeah.
May Allah make it easy for you and give you success, inshallah. Mm-hmm. And mashallah, which ijtima do you normally attend?
The Thursday ijtima.
Yes. Which one? Which city?
Manchester, Victoria Park.
Manchester Central Masjid, yeah. Victoria Park. I've got a question for you. You can answer this now or you can answer afterwards. It's your choice. The question is, do you have any memory of your first ijtima you attended? Can you remember anything? Or first time you recited a naat in the weekly ijtima, and where was that?
It wasn't specifically in the ijtima, but the first big gathering that I did recite was in the Ursi Ala Hazrat program in Darul Uloom.
That was
probably one of the biggest.
MashaAllah, I can remember that. So Darul Uloom Masjid in Longside.
Yeah.
That was some years ago.
Yeah.
Well, that would have been, it was before COVID.
Yeah.
MashaAllah. Shanzar recites really beautifully when it comes to Kalam. And he's got a really nice Kalam he's got prepared today as well, inshallah. We'll be listening to him, inshallah, very shortly. But let's quickly go and see who's here on the other side of the world. No. In the studio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Arkam bhai, welcome back. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, next to you, we have Zunurain Madani Sahib. MashaAllah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Zunurain bhai?
Alhamdulillah, hope you all too.
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Jazakallah khaira, I'm well, thank you very much. May Allah bless you, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. May Allah ta'ala keep us all safe and protected. And what about you? Those who are watching the program, how are you doing today? Hope you're well. Hope your day's been really well. Hope your family's okay as well. May Allah ta'ala make things easy for you, give you happiness And if there's any trouble, difficult time for you, may Allah Ta'ala remove your difficulties and turn that to ease and comfort and happiness for you, inshallah, in the dunya and the akhirah. Alhamdulillah, today we have a very important topic. So I'll give you a quick introduction on the topic. And then, inshallah, I'm going to request Shanzer Attari to recite a kalam. And then we'll get to talk, inshallah. Mm-hmm. Today, alhamdulillah, in this program, we select such topics that sometimes as a society, we brush them under the carpet, we ignore, we don't talk about them, or sometimes they need to be discussed, they need to be, that we need solutions for them, but we choose to ignore them, we don't do anything about them. We know it's wrong, we know wrong things are happening in front of us, we see them, we hear them, we talk about them, but we don't do anything to stop them. And that's become a norm in our society. It's like like a wall, you're just like a statue or a wall. You just observe things. You know things are not right, what's going on around you, but you don't do anything. And in this program, not only we highlight those topics, but also we discuss the harms of them and possible solutions. So please do stay tuned. Inshallah, today there's a topic that we'll be discussing that is very important for us. It's something, if I was to say, all of us somehow in some part of our life, sometimes maybe every day of our life, we get involved, we get into it, we become part of that problem, and sometimes without realizing. Sometimes we know it's not right, we shouldn't be doing it, but we still do it. And that is backbiting and gossip. What is backbiting? What is gossip? What are the harms of this? And how can we get rid of this? How can we improve our relations in our families, in our friend circles, in our society? That's the topic for today, inshallah. Before we get into the topic, inshallah, I'm going to request Shanzer Attari to recite a kalam. Wherever you are in the world, please join in and read the kalam as well, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله نعمت بانتتا جسم وزیشان گیا نعمت بانتتا Mere Mala آکا تیرے قربان گیا دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے مامور رہا دل ہے وہ دل جو تیرے قد مو پہ قربان گیا سرگ وہ سر جو تیرے قد مو پہ قربان گیا بس انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا گئے سے کام للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا آج لے ان کی پناہ آج مدد مانگ ان سے آج لے مدد مانگ ویسے پھر نہ مانے گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا پھر نہ مانے گے قیامت میں اگر گیا جانو دل گوش خیرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے جانو دل ہوش خیرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے تم نہیں چل تیرا رضا سا راتو سامان گیا تم نہیں چل تیرا رضا سا راتو سامان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا کلدان گیا نعمت بانٹتا جس سنت وہ ذیشان گیا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم سبحان اللہ that was a beautiful kalam well recited by Shanzil Atari well done may Allah تعالی accept your efforts may you keep reciting the naat of the prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم may you keep inspiring and instilling the love of Rasulullah صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم in people's hearts inshallah Azza wa Jal. Now we're going to start our discussion on the main topic. And the topic is backbiting and gossip. I'm going to turn to our guest today and I'm going to chance to give a quick intro to the topic. And then inshallah, we'll have a discussion inshallah. So each person love a starter on the discussion. So however you want to start.
Tufiba, I think prior to any discussion or any sort of topic that's discussed, it's important to understand what these terms are. So what is gossiping and what is backbiting? It's necessary to identify. So backbiting simply is speaking negatively about somebody behind their back. So somebody who isn't present in the conversation, in that sitting, and you're talking negatively about them. This is a simple definition of backbiting.
And that discussion that you're having about someone is also true as well about that person.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's a negative.
Yeah, it's negative but true. If it's not true, then obviously that's a different sort of topic. But backbiting in itself, the conversation
That could come to slandering.
Slandering, yeah, absolutely.
Having bad opinion about someone.
Yeah.
So here, backbiting, so you're what you've just defined, backbiting doesn't actually mean you have to bite the back.
Not literally, no.
Yeah. Okay. No. So you're safe?
Not quite, you're not safe. But it's not literal biting somebody's back.
Okay, so that's backbiting. Gossip would be just...
Gossip is more casual conversation in relation to somebody who isn't present, talking about the personal matters.
Just talking for the sake of talking. Just,
yeah, it doesn't have to be necessarily something that's bad about them. Just talking about just general life and just talking about them, unnecessary conversations about them, casual conversations related to their lively matters. That's gossiping. But what's more dangerous and difficult to sort of refrain from is the backbiting part.
Okay, mashallah. That's a beautiful setup to the topic. Zunaybi, what would you like to say on this topic?
At times we forget that, you know, the rulings of the matters of Sharia are derived from the Quran. And in regards to backbiting as well, like Maulana Hassan mentioned, it is impermissible, it is haram. That's the ruling that we should know first of all. And why is it haram? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly mentioned to us that it is impermissible and haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran mentions that, and do not backbite one another. Would any one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would not tolerate it.
Allah.
Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us clearly not to backbite. Literally has told us not to backbite. And obviously, Maulana Sahib has mentioned the definition of backbiting. But just to expand on that, there are three things in backbiting. Number one is that Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has mentioned that backbiting is to mention someone's hidden fault. Someone's hidden fault, and in his absence, in order to belittle him. That there's three things. To backbite is to mention someone's hidden fault in his absence in order to belittle him. But at times, it can be truth as well. For example, if something is true about someone, for example, it's a fault of his, and you mention in his absence, you mention something true, but even at times such as those, it is not permissible to mention something that is true, because it is belittling someone and it is tarnishing the honor of a Muslim. And that's very respectful and that's very highly honored in Islam, that you must at all cost protect the honor of a believer.
Subhanallah. So far, you know, we've got a very good, you know, scene that we've just set now. Regarding backbiting, the things that we've gathered so far, backbiting is something that is not allowed in Islam and is something we need to stay away from. But at the same time, it does happen. It's real. You know, we do get into it at some point of our life. We need to be aware of it, because if you're not aware, you know, what type of conversation is backbiting and which is not, if you're not aware of the category, how will you filter it? How would you avoid this? So it's important that we're aware of this. At the same time, you know, we've just heard that backbiting, you know, the analogy that's been given in the glorious Quran is eating the flesh of dead brother. And you know, when someone passes away, your loved one, your brother here is obviously someone who's very close to you. And no one can even think about doing something like that. You know, maybe some people think, no one does that. We might not be able to comprehend, you know, the importance of this, you know, analogy here. But in deep, if you look at it, when a person passes away, you know, you don't want to hurt that individual. Or if someone else was to bite, you know, like harm the body of your loved one, you know, you wouldn't like it. It will hurt you. It'll be so painful for you. And you know, yet, you know, we behaving sometimes like this, and we don't care. We just carry on. And a lot of times, you know what we say? Look, ask yourself, what do you normally say? Yeah, whenever you mention something about someone and you know that's negative, it's the wrong thing, and if that person finds out that you said it, that person's going to be hurt. You know that as well. And whenever you say that, what if someone tells you off, how do you reply? What do you say?
It's true.
Yeah? Say, it's true. I'm telling the truth. That's how it is. He is like that. I'm a person. I don't keep things in the heart. I don't hide things. I'll say it on the face. You know, sometimes people think, I'm proud of this. I've done something really good. I'm the champion here. Sorry, that's not the right approach. What would you say to those people, Hasan Bhai?
If you look at the purpose of having those conversations, generally is the intent of harming their reputation. So somebody, for example, you know, somebody mentioned earlier, reveal things about them that I might be unaware of. So when you're informing me, so so-and-so hangs around and so-and-so, so-and-so doesn't praise Namaz, so-and-so doesn't do this, so-and-so does that. Now you're unveiling them, their honor and their dignity. So those people who feel like it's a good thing to do, or they're proud about doing that.
No, but them people feel that it's needed. From the way that their brain functions, they feel that it's important. People need to know this guy has done such and such thing.
I think with those sort of people, what they need to remember is the reason why people do that is because either jealousy, maybe they feel a bit insecure. Okay, why is that person more loved than I am? So hence, you know, let's unveil him, let people know, okay, he's just as bad as I am. Or sometimes it's a competition. You want to be better than him. So let people know, okay, he's not as good as he seems to be. Hence, let's unveil him.
Like they say, pulling the leg.
That's it. Yeah. So, you know, backbiting, it's a combination of many other weaknesses within us, jealousy, our own arrogance, because we think we're the best, nobody can be better than us. We need to unveil other people to make sure people don't think of them to be as good as I am, sort of thing. So it's a combination of many other internal spiritual problems. And that can only be, again, rectified, which we will talk about later on, is when we start identifying what comes under the category of backbiting in itself.
So from your discussion, what I gather, that backbiting is not like just like a category is backbiting, but there's intensity in it. You know, sometimes there could be a different levels. Obviously, it's haram category, but a level of backbiting. For example, someone, he just said something wrong, something about someone which is backbiting. But sometimes, you know, because you don't like that person, you talk about it all the time. You know, you'll talk about it for a week, and wherever you go, you know, at home, at work, on the bus, wherever you are, any opportunity you get, you want to talk about that person. And you want to make him feel that he's the worst person on the earth. And that shows that this, it's not just about backbiting. There's more to it. That hatred and jealousy. So all sort of things can come into this as well.
I think one category of people is like this, that they'll have that jealousy, or they'll have something against the person and they're doing it for that purpose. And for those people, they need to think that person's got faults. I'm making his faults known to other people. I've got faults as well. What if people make my faults known? We want our faults to be hidden, but we want to expose everyone else's. But I think there's a bigger category of people who backbite for a different reason. This is some people, and this is like the extreme case that we see. These like push it again and again and again. But there's some people who do it just for fun. They'll sit in a gathering, and this is the topic they want to do. Not because they want to belittle anyone, but this is a topic that they enjoy. They enjoy talking about other people.
Can you say it just becomes an addiction?
It's just an addiction. Yeah. We'll sit in a gathering with our friends, and what will we do? We won't talk about anything productive. As soon as something productive comes or something, we'll switch off, we're getting tired now. We need to go something else to do. But if you sit on this topic, they'll sit all night, and all they're doing is talking about other people.
You know, if you actually analyze such people, sometimes you think, maybe they've got nothing else to do.
It is.
They need to go back, reflect, and get a life. Yeah, no, they've got nothing better to do. That's why they always,
you know, sometimes they want to big themselves up. And sometimes they want to say that, I've got this gossip as well. You know, generally women, they bring out the craziest types of gossips. And at times there are people who say that I've got this gossip as well. I've got this, and it leads to backbiting. And they want to bring
if you look at the discussion when it comes to backbiting gossip, there's a bit of a interest factor as well. Mm. It's something, you know, like you're learning about someone's secret. And you want to know. Mm. You know, you want to lend your ear to. There's a bit of that push there as well.
It's even those that, you know, are spreading the gossip. Even they feel like, you know, I'm an authority because I know about him, I know about her, and about I know about them. So they feel like they're in a position where they're able to sort of receive all the news. I know everything about everyone. And if you need to know anything, I'm the person you can contact. I can tell you anything about anybody's life. And people spend hours and hours just gaining that information. Mm. I'll speak to him just to see what's happening in his life. And I'll call him for that reason, just to have a nosy. Can let me know what's going on in his life. And then as soon as I hear about him, I ring Arkham and tell him, you know what, this is what I've just heard about him. It's just, and people spend hours and hours throughout the day just in that circulation.
Detectives.
That's it. That's all it is.
You know, by making those comments, they think they've achieved something.
Yeah.
They've done something big.
We've got
Shanzel, but I just want to give him a little mini task, live challenge, if you want to call it. You're representing today all the students.
Yeah.
Because this backbiting is not limited to a certain category, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So even the students sometimes get into it as well.
Yeah.
So I want you to give me a few examples. You don't have to give me right now. I want you to think in which scenario people backbite in terms of the education sector while studying, learning, going to college, university. From that point of view, maybe you can give us a scenario that we can maybe discuss that as well, inshallah, okay? Exactly. So think about something, inshallah. Zunaid Bey, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is backbiting limited to a certain category of people?
Backbiting can happen anywhere, and it can happen by anyone as well. And it's not limited to people, but it can be, you know, some type of people might gossip more and lead themselves into backbiting. But I don't think it's limited. People, they gossip a lot and they backbite a lot. And at times, they are backbiting about multiple people. Even if you look at the people that they backbite to, like this person has done this, and there's like 3 or 5 here listeners. They listen to it and then they pass it on, meaning it multiplies. It multiplies and it multiplies, and who's getting that sin for it? It is the person who's backbiting. And then later on, if he's slandered, if he said something that is untrue about a person, and that would be to belittle someone, that would be slandering. So that would be 2 sins. He did backbiting and then he slandered as well.
Allah.
And then that multiplies as well. So obviously for that, there are things that he needs to have in place. There's things that he needs to do. I ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but only Allah will only forgive him until he has forgiveness from that person. So in the end, he will have to tell that person, I've done so and such and such act. I've done backbiting against you. So I ask forgiveness. So why would a person put himself in such a difficult position that he would have to face, what do you call it, belittling, faced disgrace by himself at his own hands?
Arkham Bhai, back to you.
I was going to mention that people, they backbite because they want to feel accepted. And it's a topic which we touched on a few weeks ago, but it keeps coming back because it links to a lot of topics. We talked about peer pressure, why people fall into peer pressure. They fall into it because they want to be accepted by people. When people are sat in these gatherings where these kind of topics are being discussed, why do people become involved in them? When they're either saying it or listening to it, why? Because if they don't do it, they don't listen to it, or they don't say it, they'll feel like, from that group of people, I won't be accepted anymore. And if I'm not accepted from my friends, where am I going to go? So people find it hard to get away. Even if they want to get away from it, they'll find it difficult to get away from it.
You were going to give an example, weren't you?
Yeah, so Tawfiq Bey, he was talking about education specifically. But of course, if we're talking about backbiting, it could be in basically on anything. So specifically on education, for example, if someone's doing a presentation, your classmate's doing a presentation, and it doesn't go quite well, you're hearing all the classmates just saying, oh, he's not good, he hasn't done it good enough.
And that person goes, you know, they talk about it for a week, don't they?
It's ongoing. And then...
And how does that, if that person finds out, the person who was doing the presentation, he finds out that these people are talking ill about me, they're telling other people, how will that person go through? How would he feel?
They would lose hope. They would.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, we need to understand, I know we're talking about backbiting at the moment, but if these words that you're saying about someone, if that person was to find out, just imagine what impact it could have on his life.
That's the thing that people don't understand, the psychological and the emotional impact these conversations can have. It damages trust, it damages relationships, it lowers...
breaks friendships.
Yeah, it lowers morals in a family environment, in a friend, in a classroom environment, relating to obviously a school setting or a college setting. And what's worse is the person that's been backbitten, it creates, and like I said, if he comes to know about it, it can create things like anxiety, shame, isolation, demotivation. So taking the presentation as an example, if I was to do a presentation in front of an audience of 30, 40 people at a college, for instance, and it don't go well as it should have, and then I hear people talking, you know, a week about my presentation and people talking about how poor I did, that would really demotivate me as a person. Okay, like, I've tried my best, I did what I could, but it didn't go right. Now, the fact that people are talking about how weak my presentation was, I think the next opportunity when I'm to do a presentation, I probably wouldn't want to do it. And in college and in school, for instance, and particularly in college, there'll be a series of events where you'll have to present in front of an audience. And if at the first, attempt, you are so demotivated, people may even lose hope in continuing with that career or with that sort of course itself. People drop out courses just because, you know what, I don't think I'm good enough anymore. And it's only the first attempt. He's a student. He just got into college now. It's his first year of college. Give them the chance to progress at least. But on the first attempt, we'll talk so badly about them, and that poor person, the poor student, won't want to proceed with the with that course.
So someone like that, you know, who's heard that someone has been talking about me, they've been spreading rumors about me or talking ill about me, and due to that, they've been impacted. They're low of energy now. They've got so much negativity themselves as well. They're heartbroken. What would you say to them type of people? Any advice you want to give to them?
You know, sometimes many people, if you have been in madrasa, this is a common amongst children. You know, Gari Sahib, he said this about me. Gari Sahib, he said this about me. And, you know, they feel demotivated themselves. Though he's spoken bad of me. Now, obviously, to motivate them is something to ponder upon as well. But also is a motivation for someone as well, that if a person is backbitten, his good deeds, the one who's backbiting, will be removed. Meaning his good deeds will be removed and will be given to the one that has been backbitten.
Allah Akbar.
So obviously it is something that is a positive, but also is negative, mainly negative. Because obviously you do not want a brother of yours to go into the fire of hell because he's done something wrong and you're involved in it. Meaning it's because of you, in the sense that he's backbited about you.
The other way the person can think about it is that you can take it positively in some ways. So when you hear or you found out that someone backbitten about you, there's one of two things. Either take it as a negative and just, or they've done this and make yourself feel down. The other thing is to ponder over what they've actually said. Obviously, you're not acknowledging it or making that person do the good thing. But you take it that, all right, if that thing's there and this was the thing that they're talking about, I need to rectify it. I need to make it better so that they can't say that anymore. And the other thing that you can think about is that a lot of people who are successful, people will backbite about them. People will slander them. So the more successful...
So you're not alone. If someone talks bad about you, you're not alone. Just keep that in your mind. Any good that you do, you will have people who will talk differently about you. People will now have opinion about you because you're on the spotlight.
Yeah.
You know, you've done something extraordinary, you've done something really good.
One thing that I would add to this is, you know, sometimes we think it's necessary to make a mention of so-and-so's weakness just for the sake of rectifying them, for instance. But what we need to understand is, look, if I, again, going back to the classroom setting in college, if, for instance, somebody's, not doing a good presentation, for instance, and you want to sort of talk about it for the sake of rectifying their performance, then if you're speaking to the teacher, for instance, because you're informing the teacher, okay, this is my feedback, he can speak well, but I think if he performs in this manner, it might do him good, okay? But if I'm going around other students in college that aren't going to benefit by knowing this, that in essence is backbiting. So if there is somebody, an authority that you want to relate to and inform them as a form of feedback, for example, there's somebody at work and you inform your manager, okay, I've come to know, okay, he spends, 30 minutes of the hour browsing on TikTok. and not responding to phone calls if you work in a call center. Now, for the sake of the betterment of the company or whatever it is, if you form the manager, but if you're informing other colleagues, what are you achieving? What's the purpose of informing them? Because they ain't gonna rectify him.
No, whilst we're discussing on backbiting, I want to elaborate a bit more. So far we've learned quite a few things. I will summarize them later on, inshallah, in the program. But I want to touch on something which is important as well. The backbiting, can it only be done with the tongue?
No.
You said no. Why? How? What are the means of backbiting that they're common in the market?
No, listening. You know, a lot of people, they listen to backbiting and they don't realize that's backbiting in itself.
So you're part of the crime then. So yes. If you're listening to backbiting, that's not allowed as well.
Yes.
That's a very important point just now. So if someone's talking in front of you, you know he's backbiting. His conversation, it comes into the category of backbiting. You're hearing it and you're lending him your ear. That's not right as well.
I think that's more common. More common, listening to backbiting.
Probably have more listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or listeners or backbiting.
You know,
we probably have more listeners than backbiters.
Because you have one person talking for listening, for instance. Mm.
Sometimes you can do backbiting in front of the person as well.
The person
is supposed to be backbiting. That's front biting.
No, the person can be present and you can still backbite about him. Yeah,
physical indications.
Yeah. So me and Hassan Bhai can look at each other,
do something,
and we know that some gesture is about that person.
Yeah. Right, here we go.
And yeah.
So you can say you can do backbiting with sign languages. Even text these days, one of the modern techniques of backbiting will be on social media. Yeah, you have to make a comment, don't you? We're going to take a short break now. We'll be back shortly with you, inshallah. And after the break, inshallah, Azawajal, we'll try to round this topic up, but then we'll discuss the solutions. What are the cures of this particular disease that we are talking about? So that's a very important discussion that we'll be having. Please make sure you stay tuned. Watch the program. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ye ek jaan kya hai, agar ho karodo. Ye ek jaan kya hai, agar ho karodo. Tere naam par, sabko wara karo main. Aap par qurbaan meri jaan ya rasool allah aqa fida ka ya rasool allah fida ka ya habib allah fida ka ya rasool allah fida ka ya habib allah hai aarzu hamari hai justuju hamari hai aarzu hamari hai justuju hamari nabi pe jaaye sadqe nabi pe jaaye waqai nabi pe jaaye sadqe nabi pe jaaye waqai kehte hain barmala hum mayus kyun phire hum kehte hain barmala hum mayus kyun phire hum sarkar ke gada hai koi nahi hame gham sarkar ke gada hai koi nahi hame gham koi nahi hame qismat hai ye hamari har dam ghalab par jari qismat hai ye hamari har dam ghalab par jari nabi pe jaye sadqe nabi pe jaye waqai nabi pe jaye sadqe nabi pe jaye waqai aap par qurban meri jaan ya rasool allah aqa fida ka ya rasool allah fida ka ya habib allah fida ka ya rasool allah fida ka ya habib allah hai aarzu hamari hai justuju hamari hai aarzu hamari hai justuju hamari nabi pe jaye sadqe nabi pe jaye waqai nabi pe jaye sadqe nabi pe jaye waqai ranjo alam hamare sab dur ho gaye hain ranjo alam hamare sab dur ho gaye hain
ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں مسرور ہو گئے سزا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری سزا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جا ہے شان تمہاری ہے
وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت کرتے ہیں ان کی کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے سر اپنا ہم جھکائے ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جا رہے شان تمہاری ہے
یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن گے جانے ساری قائم رہے ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے
صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری.
Beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked, do you know what backbiting is? So it was humbly replied, Sahaba Ikram said, Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know better. And this was the way the Sahaba Ikram used to reply to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask a question, they would say, you know, Allah and his Rasul know better. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This was the aqidah of the Sahaba Ikram, that the amount of knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is far beyond our imagination and our understanding, subhanAllah. That is why everything they used to say, Allah and his Rasul know best. And sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask them something which maybe they would know the answer, but still they would say out of respect, Allah and his Rasul know. Means Sahaba Ikram used to teach you the adab of firstly the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and secondly also the adab of any respected person, a person who has knowledge, that when they ask you something, even if you know, but your knowledge is less than theirs, then you should say that you know better, Hazrat, you are the one who has more knowledge. And Sahaba Ikram used to have adab for the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, do you know what backbiting is? Sahaba Ikram replied, Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know better. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, backbiting is that you talk about your brother in a way which he dislikes. Was humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah. So Sahaba Kiram, very intellectual people. They would ask questions to find out more about a certain matter. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that backbiting is that you talk about your brother in a way which he dislikes, Sahaba Kiram asked, Ya Rasulullah, we speak about him, but what if that fault is present in him then? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. If he has the fault that you are talking about, you have committed backbiting against him. And if he does not have the fault, then you have slandered him. So both ways you are trapped. That's why the best solution will be zip your mouth and keep quiet. Whether there is something bad about someone which you know about or you don't know about, in both ways keep quiet and don't speak about it.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back after a short break. Today we have a very important topic. I feel, you know, we had a very comprehensive discussion before our break, and the topic is backbiting and gossip. And we discussed what is gossiping, what is backbiting, what are the harms, and where we've left off. I'll just mention that, and I want to move towards the solutions, inshallah, azawajal. Where we left off was there are different types of backbiting. Backbiting is not only done with the tongue. Obviously, the tongue is probably the biggest culprit, but it's not just the tongue. There's different ways, different styles, different platforms for backbiting. So from a body point of view, someone can backbite not just from the tongue, but also from the eyes, you know, signals or gestures, with hand gestures or in a certain body language. That could also come into the backbiting as well. And also on social media, when you're commenting on something, when you feel, I have to make a comment, you have that urge that I need to say something. And what you're saying, the statement that you're making, that statement could be backbiting. And who's checking that? Who's scanning that? Are you looking at that before you do it? Before you type, before you say something, before you write, you know, through literature, through different forms. But the question is, we've learned backbiting has so many different, just said, you know, they say they have different lives. Backbiting has different forms. Yeah, they're different. It's a big factory. It's a world of backbiting if you want to talk about it. But the main thing is, what are the possible solutions? How can someone get out of this habit of backbiting? Anyone?
I think one of the key points is you need two people at minimum to backbite.
So that's a good one then.
You need
if you need minimum two people, if you can get rid of one of them, there's no backbiting.
There's no backbiting. But generally, it's the person who's listening, he's got more control over if it stops or not. If there's no one listening to the backbiting, the person who's doing it is going to stop himself. But
that makes sense now. You put it into context. Also, there's two people. There's backbiter and backbitter. Yeah, or the one who's backbitten, the way you used the term before. So it's not about the person who's being backbited, yeah, but it's the person who's backbiting and the one who's listening to.
Yes.
Because he's communicating with someone, isn't he?
Yeah.
So you're right. So can you just elaborate that again now?
So if the person who's listening just doesn't listen, he tells that person, I don't want to listen to it, or he goes away, that person who's actually doing the thing, he won't be there anymore. He won't have anyone to do it to. So automatically it stops. But the ones who are listening, or when it's on social media, the ones looking at those comments, they're the ones who are encouraging that person to backbite. We're telling, tell me more. What else did he do? What else happened? And we're encouraging, making that person backbite.
You're actually right. This is where the most of us who we do fall in the category of listeners, you know, if we feel, we realize that this is backbiting, then don't just stay quiet. Yeah, do something about it. And when you do something about it, it's not like you're just shutting that person off. You're actually helping him. You're saving that person from sin. You're protecting him. You heard earlier on that, you know, a person who backbites, you know, if he doesn't do tawbah, he doesn't settle in the dunya, then in the afterlife, it'll be so tough for him. There'll be time, it's possible that his good deeds will be given to the person who he did injustice to. And if this wasn't enough and he didn't fulfill, if this didn't complete or satisfy that person, then this individual, the backbiter's sins will be given to the other person. The sins of that person will be thrown to him on his scale. So it's not a small thing. It's a very delicate matter. It's very sensitive. It will affect our own akhirat, afterlife. And why just destroy your afterlife? So if you're stopping someone, just have that in your mind, you're actually not just stopping someone like because you're talking ill about that person, you're actually saving that person from, you know, leading towards the hellfire.
And it's important to remember that it's something that which we overlook and we use as an excuse, that I'm not saying it, I'm just listening. Listening to it is a sin as well. Listening to it is not allowed, and it's something we need to realize, because that's a common excuse. You know, before you mentioned that the excuse people use is, oh, it's true. This is another excuse that people use. I'm not saying it, I'm just listening. I'm not doing it. But listening to it is as bad.
Listening is also haram. Listening to backbiting. So backbiting is haram. Listening to backbiting is also haram as well.
Scholars have mentioned as well that listening is backbiting as well.
Allahu Akbar.
Meaning, Allah. Like how, you know, how Mawlana Hassan mentioned that when two people are there and the third person who you're backbiting about, backbiting can still happen through indication. Even then, like how listening to it is backbiting as well. That is a way of backbiting as well. And it's easier for a person to, what do you call it, listen to the backbiting. But I think the root of the sin is the person backbiting, i.e. the tongue. And if a person learns to control the tongue, then he'll be able to control many things from protecting himself from doing sin. Amir al-Sunnat has mentioned a very, very good example that the tongue, it is guarded by soldiers, either teeth. And the teeth, they are guarded by two doors, either lips. And the tongue, for it to speak, it has to go through these 32 soldiers, 32 guards, and the two lips, either two doors. Then it can say something. And if a person learns to control its tongue, then he would be able to protect himself from sin. If a person listening to something, is not that much of a movement that he needs to do. For example, to listen to something, he doesn't need to open his ears, he doesn't need to unblock his ears, he doesn't need to do anything. And there's two ears, whereas the tongue is only one. Allah has created in such a way that He has shown us that you should listen more and stay quiet and speak less.
Allahu Akbar. But in this case though, you don't listen to backbiting though.
Yes.
You avoid listening to. So the two solutions that we've discussed so far. One is, you know, don't be the listener. Yeah. If you're the receiver, if you're the one who's hearing the backbiting that someone's doing, then just save yourself as well. Protect yourself and protect that brother from sinning. Say no to backbiting. And the other thing that you mentioned was about the tongue. Control your tongue. Now, if you're about to say something, just ask yourself, is it worth it? Now, am I doing right? Is it a good thing I'm saying? If it's not, then don't. Any other solution that you would recommend?
A key solution that I want to make on how to prevent backbiting.
For example, if someone comes up to you saying something bad about someone else, besides joining in and backbiting, you should just stop and actually think before you're saying anything and ask yourself, if they were here, would you say it?
Wow, that's another way to say look at it as well. Now, if you're about to backbite, you're about to make that comment, just imagine if that brother was here and I said this comment, would he like it? If it's a no, then don't say it. That's actually a good way to look at it. And that's something a lot of us, you know, will be able to like get to the, you know, then get to the answer. We will know he will like it or not. Most cases he won't. But in the case when even that person was in front of him and he would still say it, what would he say to him? It's not just about, you know, he won't like it, but you will still say it in front of him in a way if he was here. And even then, that doesn't give you the license to backbite.
Backbiting is a cancer in the society. If you read the book that Mr. has written, he's written a whole book that has hundreds of pages on the topic of backbiting, and he's identified it as a cancer in the society. Anybody who's afflicted with such drastic illness, such as a cancer, they will look for every route to cure themselves from the affliction of cancer. So if you are afflicted by the habit of backbiting, then you need to look for routes of removing yourself from this cancer. And I'll answer your question in a minute, but two things that I want to mention is, look at the two filter rule, for example. The two filter rule is, what you're about to say, is it necessary, number one? Number two, is it kind? If your statement falls into any of these two categories, then just don't say that. So either it's not kind, so you stay quiet, or either it's unnecessary. Going back to what Zunarembai said in regards to it being controlling the tongue, just ask the tongue before you utter, is it necessary? Can I do without saying that? If life can continue without me saying that, then let's not say it. Second thing is, Taufiq Bey, is we need to begin to stop hanging around, spending time with those that do tend to gossip.
It's the company, isn't it?
It's the company. Yeah. And I think a lot of sins that we indulge into, core to all of these issues, is your company. And there's many ahadiths in regards to, obviously, friendship, company, people you associate with.
You know, sometimes in religious circles as well.
Yeah.
And from management side as well. Sometimes, you know, you want to mention, you've heard something someone's done wrong and you want to talk about it. And there was an incident once, one individual went to his manager and he wanted to speak to him and, you know, tell him about another person. And the manager said to him, before you say it, just ask yourself, what category will your conversation fall in? And the person thought, whatever I'm saying, it will be backbiting. And he wanted to say, he wanted to make a comment because there was a concern, there was a certain thing he wanted to do, he wanted their advice or whatever. But because it falls in category, that person, he just stopped. He goes, you know what, let's move on. I don't have anything to say now. So, you know, sometimes, you know, we need to work as a team. You know, if you want to change the environment around us, then we all have to work as a team, as a family, help each other. And I think that's missing now. In this day and age, we've stopped helping each other. How many times, let's analyze ourselves today. How many times have I stopped someone from backbiting?
I think it's
a real question.
It goes back to what Arkambay mentioned right at the beginning about the peer pressure. What happens is, even if I try to stop the conversation or I try to educate somebody, look, what you're saying, it's incorrect, it's invalid, we shouldn't be having those conversations, then it's those statements that you have to hear. Okay, you know, don't be too much of a Molvi. We know how well you are. We know how good you are. Yeah, what about those conversations that you have in school? You know what I mean? So these statements, again, it goes back to the motivation problem again.
Well, them type of people, it's like they've got something in their heart. They want to let it out. They can't control. Yeah. They can't resist. But at least you do your part.
You do your part. Yeah.
As long as we are being proactive, we're trying. We're not saying get into a fight. Trying to stop someone, gossiping, and then one way to do that is you end up in a growl with him. You start fighting with him and you push him down or something. That we don't want that as well. Okay, you have to do it in such a way that you're trying to cure that disease. Think of this. This is a disease where we have physical diseases, we have spiritual diseases. This is a spiritual disease. And with like with any other disease, you have to cure it. It needs treatment. And that's what we need to do. There's a few solutions that we discussed. One of them is zip the lip. Yeah, just stay quiet. Avoid making that comment. Control yourself. Yeah. And sometimes, if you're about to say something, you know it's not right, just change the topic. If you have to say something, just say something else. Sure. Another beautiful way to look at it is, if you are going to make a comment, that at least for one negative thing you mention about someone, one fault that you talk about someone, mention one good quality of that same person as well. And if you can't see the good qualities, I actually did an experiment once, by the way. This reminded me. I was sitting with some kids in the masjid. Mashallah, they performed really good. Local Imam Sahib, I think, said to me, listen to the namaz. And I was listening to the namaz and they did really good. I was impressed that the situation was really good. And so whilst I'm sitting there motivating them, one brother, we call it uncle, he comes in and he says to me, you know, this boy here, you know, please tell him, he needs sorting out. Yeah, he's really bad. He's a spoiled kid. He messes about. And I'm saying to him, look, now you said all this. Now I want you to say the same amount of words that you used for this. Tell me his good qualities as well. We have quiet for a bit because I can't think of anything. I said, no, I'm not going to let you go now. Yeah, you have to mention the good qualities of that person as well. Yeah, and then instead of good qualities, he was still mentioning the negatives. Yeah, then I stopped him again. You know, 3-4 times I tried. And that brother said, he ended up saying, look, I can't find any good qualities. So some people, you know, they have that beautiful eyesight here. I don't know how to word it, but, you know, we need to look.
So I just wanna...
The reason you find faults is because you're looking for faults. Mm-hmm. Now, everyone has good things. There's goodness in everyone. There's something, there will be something, definitely. There'll be something good about another person. Find them. Identify them, talk about them. And if you want to rectify someone, what if you know there's a fault in someone? Look, sometimes the objective is you want to resolve that, don't you? You want to, because you're sharing a negative thing about someone, one reason could be that you want someone else to rectify him. Yeah, maybe you could speak to him in private. Rather than spreading it, that's not going to solve that problem. Yeah, if someone's made a mistake, either you speak to him or find the right person to speak to him. But don't just spread it though. Yeah. You know, it's that balance.
You know, if you really want to get rid of a sin, it could be any sin. The solution to every sin is quite simple, is become familiar with the consequences. So if somebody is backbiting and you're choosing to do that, but you need to be familiar with the consequences you're going to have to face, even prior to your death, and most importantly, after your death. And one of the most unsettling things I've heard in regards to backbiting is that somebody who backbites, his du'as are never accepted by the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on one hand, we live in an era where we are in an era of distress, and so many problems.
We need the du'as. We need du'as to be accepted.
We need to humbly present ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on one hand, we're trying to do that. But on the other hand, you know, we were backbiting so often and we forget that because of those conversations that are involving in backbiting, your du'as are not being accepted. So if you really want your du'as to be accepted, you want your du'as to be accepted by the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want your needs to be fulfilled, then simply stop backbiting, talk to Allah, ask Allah, then you'll see that your needs are fulfilled, you'll have more contentment, more peace in your mind and your heart, and the troubles that are already in your life, they'll begin to sort of soothe away, hopefully.
We're now getting to the last few minutes of the program. Any final words you'd like to?
People, they like finding faults within people, and that's the disease of the heart. And a quick cure for that is, you know, if you look at and find somebody's fault accidentally, then look how you would want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to treat your faults.
Allah.
How you would want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to overlook your faults.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
In the same way, you overlook other people's faults. We should hide their faults.
We should cover their faults, hide their faults.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful habit. Not only the kind-hearted, you know, we'll be able to do that. You know, have a kind heart. Try to cover people's mistakes. Yeah, that doesn't mean that, you know, it depends on what type of mistake it is. If it needs rectifying, it needs rectifying. Well, here we're talking about as form of a discussion, that cover people's mistakes. Why do you have to reveal mistakes of other people? And if someone doesn't know, they don't know, leave that a secret. Leave that a private matter. If it needs to be resolved, you can find different ways, but that doesn't mean you go around, talk about other people's negative behavior, to hide people's faults. Yeah, there's another beautiful way to look at it, but I want to come back to final words before I say something.
I was going to mention that if we want to be those people who have friends or those people who trust us or even be successful, we have to give up this habit of backbiting. I'll give you a few examples. The person who backbites, he might have a lot of people around him because they like listening to what he says, but none of them will truly trust him because they know that while he's saying other things about other people while we're here, he's probably saying things about us when we're not here. So
that's
they won't really trust him and they won't really be his friends. So
backbiters, if someone's backbiting in front of you, one day, remember, he's going to backbite about you as well. Mm. Today, he's backbiting in front of you about someone. Then remember, that's like a message. No, that this person, you need to stay away from. This is not the right person. It's not a good company you want to be in. Because today, he's backbiting in front of you about someone else. Tomorrow, or when he's moved away from me, he's going to be talking about you like that as well. That's part of his character now. So as a backbiter, if you got this habit, you're losing trust. You're losing your friends. One solution I would like to say is make dua for them. If there's people who have weaknesses, they make mistakes, you know, and you can't find another solution, rather than going around and backbiting about him, make dua for them. You know, make a routine. Now, the way you have to speak about someone and say negative things, you know, be big enough as well. You know, from your heart, make a like really lovely dua for them. Ya Allah, remove the problem of this brother. Ya Allah, make him a good person. Ya Allah, fulfill his needs. Ya Allah, take him to Medina. Ya Allah, take him to paradise. You know, make good, beautiful duas from your heart. And inshallah, if you start doing this, whenever someone's bad things become, they get revealed to you, make dua for them. Ya Allah, give him the power to remove these bad habits from him. It's a beautiful way to look at. The beautiful saying, I'm going to end on this. Our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, whoever believes in Allah and the last day should speak good or remain silent. That's the solution. That's the direction we need to head with in our life. And now it's time for us to say goodbye. Say Allah Hafiz to everyone. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back again next week. Same time, same place. Only on Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Let's talk and learn. Let's talk and grow with Quran's wisdom. Let it flow. Let's talk and learn. Let's talk and grow with Quran's wisdom. Let it flow.